First up today, we are going to talk about the NT's buffalo industry, which is facing a very uncertain future. The industry is very worried, and I'll tell you why. It's because of what was aired on the Country Hour yesterday. If you missed it, we heard from Kevin Mulvale, who's from the company Southeast Asian Livestock Services. He was on the radio, and he said that his company is unlikely to ship any buffalo next year. They'll just stop doing buffalo if the government puts independent observers onto their vessels. This is what he had to say.
With the policy of having independent observers on the vessel, I can't see SEALs exporting buffalo next year because the risks associated with having someone who's perhaps inexperienced around buffalo on board the vessel doesn't warrant us putting buffalo on board. SEALs are the largest exporter of buffalo. So the impact across the rural regional areas of Northern Territory will be huge. So losing that is, for the live export industry, will be pretty sad.
Yeah, Kevin Mulvale from SEALs on the Country Hour yesterday. As he said, they're Australia's biggest exporter of this animal, and they're thinking about stopping altogether. Louise Bilardo is from the NT Buffalo Industry Council. Louise, how do you feel after hearing what Kevin Mulvale had to say?
Well, we're very distressed. SEALs is one of the main exporters who've done a terrific job with exporting buffalo. We're very concerned that they are now saying publicly that they won't take buffalo next year simply because of these lack of information as much as anything else, but the anomalies with what the observers might be reporting on the boats. But Kevin Mulvale has said to me that they've got an order for, or a contract sitting on his desk for 10,000 buffaloes, 8,000 a male and 2,000 female, ready to sign right now. So this is hugely impactful for us. And there's many, many ways to monitor animals on board ships 24/7 without adding the cost impost of these independent observers, as well as the subjectivity and the difficulties that go with that level of subjectivity. So they're saying that for 7.5 hours a day in 24 hours, they'll be reporting. There's definitely got to be better ways, especially now and into the future, to look at gathering that evidence.
Do you find it strange that an exporting company would be willing to export cattle with an independent observer on board, but would not export buffalo?
No, I understand the risks that have been raised by SEALs. At the moment, the Northern Territory supply chain still relies on buffaloes that are taken off Aboriginal-owned land that is unfenced. So there's a portion of the buffaloes that are exported that are behind wire for extended periods of time, but a portion of our buffalo population comes, as you well know, via mustering on beautiful Arnhem Land Plateau, where buffalo do exceptionally well.
Because we might have some listeners who think, what's going on those buffalo shipments? Do they have something to hide?
I would say the opposite, actually. Our buffalo are on short shipments, and they do very well on those short shipments. The statistics have indicated that. We are very conscious of the importance of every point in the supply chain doing as well as they possibly can, and looking always for best practice. And the NT Buffalo Industry Council, with the assistance of the Northern Territory Government, has recently written a code of practice for all stakeholders to increase that level of surety that the animals that are being prepared for the livestock vessels are in the best condition they possibly can.
If SEALs stops exporting buffalo and other exporters follow suit, where does that leave the industry?
Up the creek, literally. It's a shocking situation to contemplate, actually, Matt, and we have grave concerns. The NT Buffalo Industry Council has had a vision to be able to take off 50,000 buffalo in the next 5 years per annum, which would really make it a very viable and a solid little industry, and certainly for some of the Aboriginal organisations who are keen to participate in this industry, it's got a huge amount of potential. If there is no abattoir for us to take our animals, and that's the case at the moment, and if there is no live export opportunity, then the territory's buffalo population is going to increase, and it's already a very fine balance between environmental land management and buffalo management. And there's been a series of culls, which is essentially shooting to waste, events that have happened to reduce the numbers of buffalo populations in certain sensitive areas, and we understand that.
However, but you would like to see those feral animals turn into a profit, generate income?
Well, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Independent observers set to be on board every vessel as of November. What do you and the Buffalo Industry Council do next in this space to save your industry?
Well, I'm writing today to the Federal Minister, David Littleproud, to invite him to the Territory to meet with the members of the Buffalo Industry Council and other stakeholders to better understand what it is that he is particularly looking for in the additional transparency and via those independent observers, and to see if there's a way forward that's much more useful of innovation and technologies, and where we can actually make a difference that's going to be beneficial to all industry players in the long term. The Northern Territory Government's Chief Veterinary Officer has already put on the table that they're very willing to further upskill the stock handlers on vessels so that if there are autopsies, and you have to, I guess, be realistic that whatever the animal species, from time to time an animal will die on board a boat. However, if there are autopsies that can be done on those vessels with the maximum amount of information able to be retrieved by the Northern Territory Vet Lab, then we're going to be better able to address what those mortalities are relating to, and hopefully increase the health and well-being of those animals and address any potential health risks.
Thanks for your time on the Country Hour today, and stay in touch.
Thank you, Matt.
Louise Bellato from the NT Buffalo Industry Council. There you go. She is sending a letter off to the Federal Minister, David Littleproud, today. The buffalo industry in the Northern Territory fighting for its future. Now, if you missed our stories yesterday about these independent observers, which are set to be on all live export vessels by November 1, that story is up online right now if you search for NT Country Hour. And last night I actually got an email from the Federal Department of Agriculture, which wanted to clarify something that was mentioned on yesterday's program regarding how much this observer program costs. So I'll just read out part of this email. It says, "Hi, Matt. We just wanted to clarify that the $1,300 daily audit rate is not the independent observer's salary, but the cost of delivering the independent observer program each day through the cost recovery model. So the exporters, they have to pay $1,300 a day for this program, more than $1,800 a day on the weekends. But that's not the actual salary for the observer. The observers are estimated, according to the department, to get around $479 a day, which is still a lot of money. I'm not too sure about you, but I'm not getting that kind of coin. Still a lot of money. I did ask, what happens to the other $800 or so? I mean, what's it being spent on? Haven't received a response to that question, but yeah, an important clarification nonetheless. And as I said, you can read more about this story online if you search for NT Country Hour, and no doubt we're going to hear more about this because potentially the buffalo industry is in serious crisis.